Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mall makeovers. We're getting an idea now what the future holds for some area shopping malls this morning. Jill Pollack is joining us live, Senior Marketing Manager with Uniland Development. And specifically, we're looking at the Eastern Hills Mall, which will be known as the Eastern Hills Town Center. Is that right, Jill?
Good morning. That's actually just a temporary name.
Okay. But it's the concept, though, is more like an urban village, right?
Exactly. So it's a new community built on the 100-acre site in Clarence that will have everything from different types of residences to office to medical uses to hotels. And, of course, at the center, a vibrant gathering place with plenty of food and beverage options and some unique retail experiences.
What are we looking at in terms of timeline for this? Because this has been talked about for some time, and then yesterday seemed like another step forward in this. When can people start to see changes, significant changes, at the Eastern Hills Mall site?
So yesterday was a significant milestone for the project because we got to the concept phase. Although the master plan may be tweaked a little bit, it obviously was conceptualized with the town of Clarence zoning and planning regulations in mind, and they're extremely supportive. So we expect to spend all of next year going through regulatory approvals at various, municipal levels. And then we expect to start with a shovel in the ground in 2021.
Okay, and I also heard this yesterday, that it's really a 25-year plan, right?
Well, for complete build-out, but we're going to be doing it in phases. So we expect within just, a couple of years, there will be a central part of the town center that is operational. And we think that's going to be the town square part of it, which I believe you guys have a rendering up on your website to go along with the story. And if you have the site plan up, then the people can see that attaches to a giant red rectangle that represents retail on your site map. And what that vision is for a food hall. And on the other side of that would be a town plaza. So you have these outdoor, indoor areas that we're going to build out first. So we expect to see those in just a couple of years.
Now, looking at this project, there's also a very similar situation going on at the Boulevard Mall, which is not that far, almost kind of down the Maple Road from the Eastern Hills Mall site. I'm wondering if there's any sort of competition to who, can get settled and get online first, because these are kind of similar projects that people want to see what it really looks like. Is there a competition as to who can secure, whether it's a hotel name or something like that, before the other?
Well, I think that type of competition, if you will, goes on all the time in real estate development. It's just not done in the public eye, so people don't realize. So whether it's, somebody's building apartments in one block of downtown and on the next block somebody's building apartments as well. So we don't really look at this as competition. We really look at this as regular course of business. But our team traveled around the country looking at town centers in cold and snowy climates, and they looked at what were they doing right and what was missing from those concepts that we could bring to Buffalo, or that is homegrown Buffalo. So our town center is going to be a hyper-local site, meaning that we are going to put an emphasis on local retailers, local business owners, local food, beverage, local entertainment. So it won't be, you know, just a bunch of national brand stores, you know, that you could get, you know, say in any large city.
Is this model kind of succeeding around the country in different areas?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, we're a little bit behind the trend, but you know what? That's typical for Buffalo. If you just go a couple hours into Ohio, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, they have these same urban villages that are highly successful. And people love living there. They love working there because it makes everything very convenient for them. They can park once, and they can walk around, or they can take a shuttle around. Now, we have 100 acres to build out, so it's quite a large site. And that's why you mentioned the timeline. You know, we're going to do it in phases, and that's why the timeline, when we say 20 to 25 years, that's just being realistic of, you know, we've been in business 45 years, so we know how these things can go, and we want to do it right. So that's why it does seem like such a long timeline, but we'll be done in phases. When we know what the phases are and how long they're going to take, we are absolutely going to make that information available to the public.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.